So the first championship in Olds High School football history for your program, George, how satisfying is today?
It is very satisfying. I think the 12 previous seasons were the lead up to this. I know as coaches we learned a lot through those years of what we have to do different, and we had a very committed, very dedicated group of guys this year that put in the extra effort, the extra time, to see that this season didn't go to waste.
How did you guys approach this week coming into this game? I mean, you knew Strathmore really didn't have anything to lose, you know, coming into this. How do you get through to the kids that, you know, you have to still have to come out and perform and not take anything for granted?
Well, it's tough because you're right. The Strathmore could throw the kitchen sink at us because if they lost, according to records, they should lose. It was our game to lose, and so we really had to hammer down on the guys and really get them to focus. And it, we had a couple practices that were really good, and we also had a couple practices that weren't that great. And so it's unnerving to see what you potentially could lose, because you know, I've been in this situation before where I've been a winner on the football team, but I also have been there where you lose it all, and your whole season's gone out the window.
So you now head into the heart of football country in Alberta, down into the south there for Cardston. I don't know if you know what to expect, but what do you expect down there next weekend?
Well, we fully expect that, you know, they're the top team down there, but they don't have a perfect record or anything like that. And but their competition that they face is a little bit, it's different than what we face up here. So we know that they're going to be a strong team. We know that we're going to have to be able to cover a pass. Because they are, from what we've heard, they are very much a passing team. So we just have to work on our DBs and make certain that our open field tackling is a little bit sharper than it has been lately.
How about the fourth quarter of this game today? You had, you know, a significant lead there, but you get the ball back and you're able to grind out into the wind a long drive with great offensive line play and great running. Was that kind of a signature George Grant to finish there? Did you take extra satisfaction in the way you were able to close this today?
Well, what didn't go as planned. We fully intended in the third quarter to actually put up quite a few points and then have it that Strathmore had to struggle against time in the fourth, and it didn't work out that way. And then we got the opportunity to like you said, really make our mark on the game and really put our foot down and not give up. And so getting that last touchdown, you know, I know there's some people say it wasn't needed, but you know what? I think for our guys going into next week, it is what was needed, because we know that we can start a game and we can finish a game, and under any circumstances.
How big has the word finish been for you guys this year?
That has basically been our mantra all year, is finish and focus, and getting the guys to come in and play a full game and in control is absolutely fantastic. We've had moments in games where we've been good, but we also had in those same games where we'd make some mental errors and mess up, where now I think we had a really complete game from everybody today.
And you must really feel good for the offensive linemen, who probably had their best push of the year. There was many times that running backs were 10, 15 yards down the field before they got touched.
Yeah, it was great to see that those guys, the Hoggies, to really come through and establish a presence on the football field that we hadn't necessarily always had in the past. So it is very satisfying that our running backs were going, oh, wow, like look at the room that we've got. The quarterback had plenty of time to be making his reads and finding the receivers that he needed to go to.
What made this group so special this season to be unbeaten and conference champs, George?
They just came in and they wanted it. They said right from the very start, we want to win this all. And, you know, talk is cheap, but the guys that really, they really hit the field hard in practices. They came out, they concentrated, and they worked together as a group to get better and better and better. And working with a group of athletes like that is such a joy, to be able to just point them in a direction and turn them loose with the tools that they have.
Right, and is this You know, this 4-0 on this field, this program's, do you feel that the program now is establishing itself and making a real name provincially, and now you're going to be actually get to show it on the provincial stage?
I think so. You know, we've always been well ranked in previous seasons in Tier 4, but now moving up to Tier 3, you know, and us having a good season and going into provincials, it I think we are going to get a little bit of recognition provincially as to that we're not just this little team that got bumped up and that we got lucky. Mm-hmm. I think we can compete with any team out there, and on any given Saturday anything can happen. And, you know, our question that we had to the players this week was, why not us? Why, somebody's got to win next weekend in Karsten. Why not us? So let's just go out there and get her done.